Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
All right.
What's up,
all
man?
Right. Good morning. 731 and 34. Your hair is so long.
It's long.
It's long, man.
Yeah, I usually wear a hat.
Yeah, and you know, when you keep it kind of, you're not high and tight. You just keep the sides straight. That's the longest I've ever seen your hair.
Yeah, yeah.
You look younger.
Do I?
You do.
I got the Kramer hair going
now. It looks good, buddy. It looks good. I got to get mine dropped. Mine's still kind of like all over the place right now, so.
I didn't wear a hat because I finally took a shower this morning. We got our dryer working yesterday.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Good.
So I could finally dry some clothes after about like a month and probably like 2 months.
Yeah.
Of not having a dryer. It sucks.
Yeah.
It sucks. You know what I did? A couple weeks ago, I ran out of underwear.
Yeah.
I didn't have a dryer. I didn't want to go to my parents and do it. So I just get on Amazon Prime, just buy a whole new slew of underwear. And then yesterday, there's another reason why I'm not wearing a hat. Yesterday, we would go out like Christmas shopping for family. You know what I got my family? Nothing. You know what I got myself? 2 new pairs of jeans. I got a whole new wardrobe. You know, I suck at shopping.
Yeah.
I do. And, you know, I went home and I'm like, you know, I'm getting on Amazon and I'm getting everything delivered to me by Friday.
That's honestly the way to do it, man. It's the way to do it.
And boom.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not walking around a store looking, oh, I kind of like that.
Yeah. I end up buying more stuff for myself if I go out shopping.
Seriously.
Yeah. If I'm focused and I have a list, I'm done like that.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know what other people want. I know what I want. It's hard for me,
Just
Brock.
Just give people money from here on out. Yeah. All right? Just give people money.
And people love money. Oh, that's a cheap way out. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
No, people love cash.
Take this cash and do whatever you want with it.
You should at least get a gift card. Why? So you have to, you know, so it's specific to that store.
I'm going
to
guess what I think you like.
Right.
Or how about, or you just get a regular gift card, like a Visa gift card. Well,
yeah,
then
it's
the same thing. Same thing. Just give people money.
Cash is king.
Cash is king. Speaking of gifts, we're going to talk about some childhood, horrible childhood memories. Gifts you've always wanted but never got as a kid.
God, I still want it.
I still want it now. We'll have more to come. Well, good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Good morning.
737 and 34. We'll take a full look at your forecast coming up here in a little bit. Today, we are talking about the gift or the toy you always wanted as a kid but you never got. It was just that one that the folks never ever put underneath the tree.
I knew you wanted it.
Yeah. You begged for it.
Yeah.
You circled it in the toys.
I was going to say the same damn thing.
Do kids still do that now?
I don't think so. I think that's the thing of the past.
Yeah. I remember getting that huge Toys R Us toy catalog and just going through it and circling.
I think Mom would give us the, was it the JCPenney catalog?
JCPenney had a good one. I mean, Sears, all of them had good ones. And we would just go through. That was like homework, man. That was holiday homework.
She was like, take this. It's a thick book. Go through it and circle the things you want for Christmas.
Yep.
And I'd always go through the, I'd get up to the female
lingerie.
The lingerie section. As a kid, I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, I want that.
I can't be looking at this. I got to keep going.
I don't have time to be distracted
right
now.
In their underwear.
Yeah.
But yeah, you'd circle the toys you wanted, man. Yeah,
it was a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
It was a very cathartic thing as a kid.
Yeah.
925-WIRX, 925-9479. What toy did you want most as a kid but never got? Do you have one?
I think you and I have the same one. I think we talked about this. You and I have the same one. Well, it's a different toy, but the same toy.
Mine was the Power Wheels.
That's what mine was. Mine was the Batman one, though. Yours was.
I wanted the Jeep.
The Jeep.
I wanted the Power Wheels Jeep.
Yeah.
More than anything in the world.
You know, and unfortunately, backing our parents up a little bit, those things weren't cheap.
God, no. No.
They probably still aren't cheap.
I do not blame my parents one bit because, you know what? That thing would end up getting rolled down a hill. I would have, you know. Now, to be fair, later on in life, probably when I was maybe like 12 probably like 12, we ended up getting a go-kart. So, yeah. I mean.
It made up for it.
But as a child, though. Wanting that, seeing those commercials, they made those commercials so badass. Like, oh, it's the Jeep Wrangler Power Wheel.
Wow,
yeah, it just shows these kids like driving
over rocks.
Oh my God, it was amazing.
Off-roading.
Wanted one so bad.
You know, I'm thinking back now. I think I know why they didn't get me a damn Power Wheel. Because of my dad. He would have souped it up. He would have. It would have been a power wheel on steroids.
He would have tweaked the batteries in there, maybe put a little bigger gear in there. Yeah.
How can we put some horsepower in this thing? I could just see him now.
Puts a weed whacker motor in that thing. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What toy did you want most as a kid but never got? We'll take your phone calls here in a little bit. Good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Good morning.
7:46 and 34. Talking about crushed childhood dreams. That gift you always wanted. That toy that you begged for, but you never got during the holidays.
There were so many good ones back in the day.
There were. Like, if I were to go back and look, that's why I need to go do some more garage.
Yeah.
Sale shopping, mm-hmm. because you can find some of these old toys.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And actually, that's where my folks got a decent amount of our toys.
They're from the garage sale?
Yeah.
The hand-me-downs.
Yeah, I was happy. Yeah. It was not like we got it for Christmas, but we go garage sale shopping. And I'm oh, you know, some other parent is throwing away their kids, Ninja Turtle set. And I'm like,
right.
Mine. Yeah. Give it to me for half the price.
I wanted a trampoline.
You know what?
I'm glad I didn't get one.
We never had a trampoline either.
No. Well, that's why you don't have any broken bones.
That's a good point.
Did you ever break anything as a kid?
No, never did.
Yeah, it's because we didn't have a trampoline.
Other than my folks' spirit.
Right.
Other than that, I didn't break anything else. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What gift did you want most as a kid but never got? WIRX, hello.
Hey, I always wanted a drum set, and my parents would kind of lead me to believe I was going to get a drum set. And then when it didn't show up, they're like, oh, I guess Santa knew we had nowhere to put it.
Oh,
the loudest toy ever.
Yes.
I know. Yeah. I still want a drum set.
Well, maybe if you're good this year, Santa might bring one.
Right. That's what I'm hoping.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Of course, I'm in an apartment now, so probably not.
Even better. Even better.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks
All
for
right,
the call.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye. WIRX, hello.
Hey, man, you know what toy I always wanted?
What's that?
It's the ultimate one, man, that G.I. Joe aircraft carrier.
Oh, damn.
I remember that one, man.
Damn, yeah, that one is legit. So you never got one, huh?
No, we always saw the commercial, and, man, it looked fun, but never got it.
Well, now you're an adult. You can buy one on eBay or something.
There you go.
All right, buddy.
On eBay for triple the price, yeah, right?
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, I'm
All right,
sure
thanks for the call, man.
All right, brother.
Bye. That's where the pretty penny.
Yeah, exactly. All those toys, like you and I now, we're financially at a point where we can buy our own stuff. But if we wanted to get the toys from our childhood.
Right. I think I was on the tail end of the G.I. Joe thing.
Yeah.
The very tail end of it.
Do you know now, what OG Super Soakers are going for? Do you get, the original one?
Super Soakers. See, we got Super Soakers, but we always got, the 150.
Yeah.
I never got, the Super 8000 or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the ones you have to throw over your shoulder.
A buddy of mine had the one with the backpack, and we're like, don't invite right. Bobby over, because he's just going to win, man.
Don't invite Bobby. He's got all the big ones. And then don't invite Tony, because he pisses in the damn thing.
So he gets the new one, and he pees all over it. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. We got some great answers on Facebook. We'll keep this conversation going. Toys you always wanted as a kid but never got.
God.
Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Oh, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
It's going to be a great day.
A moron. 7:55 and 34. We're talking about the gift or the toy you wanted most as a kid but never got. This is kind of bringing up some painful memories.
Yeah.
You know, you sit there.
To shed a tear a little
bit.
And
you think you've been good all year long.
Yeah.
At least you've been especially good the last 2 weeks up to Christmas.
When I was really young, I wanted these things. You remember the moon boots?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they had the rubber bands in them.
And you could bounce.
You could bounce. It felt like you're on the moon. I remember going into my bathroom. My mom's like, okay, if you pray to Santa, you know, he'll bring it to you. If you really pray and you're really good. So I go in the bathroom. I remember sitting there for 45 minutes just, please,
Santa.
Please, Santa. I know you can hear me right now.
I'm sorry that
I didn't mean to punch my brother in the nose.
I'm sorry that I tied that firecracker to that bullfrog. I know he didn't deserve it.
He was going to die anyway.
I'm going to stop eating my boogers.
If you could just bring me some moon boots.
I swear to God.
And I remember walking out of the bathroom and shutting the door and then opening it again real quick. thinking it's going to be right there on the counter.
Ah, dang it. Yeah, it wasn't there.
I didn't pray hard enough.
Son of a gun. We got some great comments on Facebook here. Barry said he wanted a drum set in the JC.
Barry.
I don't blame any parent for never getting any kid a drum set. Don't do it.
Right.
Or that's horrible.
The neighbors are like, nah.
I tell you what, get your kid drum lessons first. Don't just go all willy-nilly and buy him a drum. Yeah. Good Lord. If my kids ask for a drum set, I'll be like, no.
God.
Get out of here. You dummy. I'm not giving you something you make noise with.
Could you pick anything louder?
Adam said a go-kart.
Yeah, go-karts was huge.
Yeah.
The go-kart was big. I wanted a little, like an 80, you know, like the dirt bike.
The one we had was pretty gnarly. It was good stuff. Tiffany wanted a Power Wheels. Stephanie said Power Wheels Jeep. That was a big one. I think every kid wanted one.
Well, they had the guy Jeep, and then they had the Barbie Jeep at the same time.
Sissy Barbie Jeep. Guy Jeep was
great. Well, I wanted a Jeep to go cruise up and pick up the Barbie chicks in the Barbie Jeep.
Just pull up next to him.
Right. Who's going on?
Corey had a really good one. The Evel Knievel wind-up motorcycle.
Oh, God.
Oh, damn, dude. Right. That was legit.
Did it come broken?
Sherry wanted an Atari. Rebecca wanted the Barbie Dream House. Kathleen wanted a Pez dispenser.
A Pez, God.
Kathleen, you could have got that at 85 and dime for a dime.
I feel bad for that.
Robert wanted the G.I. Joe X7 stealth jet. Angel wanted a telescope. And Ray wanted a Mighty Max.
A Red Ryder BB gun.
You put your eye out, kid.
You know, did you ever get it like, I always got the Nintendo systems and all like the gaming systems I wanted. For some reason,
we
couldn't get a damn Power Wheel, but you know what? I got everything when it came out.
If I remember correctly, my parents were always like a game system off. So like the PlayStation, the PlayStation was released. I got the Sega.
Yes.
But hey, I still got one, I can't complain. Here's the thing now is, you know, and whenever too, Kiki gives me a hard time for buying the random stuff. It's like, look, I'm an adult now. I can afford my own stuff. If I want to go out and buy that stupid thing, I'm going to go do it.
All right.
I'm not going to sit there and pray to Santa. I don't have to do it anymore. You know what, Santa? Kiss my ass. I can buy my own stuff.
You should see my Amazon cart. I'm still ornery about it.
Loaded. Rock 106.